WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of sanity in this wild world we call life. Jake Carter here, your trusty guide through the chaotic maze of notifications, deadlines, and that never-ending scroll on social media. Ever feel like you're chasing your tail just trying to keep up? Like there's a constant hum of stress buzzing beneath the surface? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world designed to keep us constantly stimulated, wired into the matrix of information overload. But what if I told you there's a way to find peace and calm amidst all that noise? Today we're diving deep into the art of finding tranquility in our hectic lives. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on fumes, right? So why are we running our minds at full throttle without taking time for recharge? We're going to explore some powerful strategies to help you reclaim your inner peace, even if your schedule looks more like a roller coaster than a relaxing day at the beach. Here's the thing. True peace isn't about achieving some unattainable state of zen where everything is perfect. It's about cultivating a sense of calmness and centeredness within ourselves, no matter what life throws our way. And guess what? You have the power to do that right now. First things first, mindfulness matters. Ever heard the saying, be present? Yeah, it sounds cheesy, but it's actually gold. Practicing mindfulness means anchoring yourself in the current moment. Instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, focus on your breath, your surroundings, the feeling of your feet on the ground. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos and taking a deep breath. Next up, unplug to recharge. I know, it feels impossible in this digital age. But seriously, folks, those constant notifications, emails, and social media updates are like tiny little stress grenades going off in your brain. Schedule regular tech breaks. Put your phone on, do not disturb mode, step away from the screen, and reconnect with the real world. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones, anything that helps you unplug and recharge your batteries. Third, embrace the power of no. Overcommitting yourself is a recipe for stress overload. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your time. Remember, saying yes to everything means saying no to yourself. Speaking of self-care, make time for activities that bring you joy. Think about what truly nourishes your soul. Whether it's painting, playing music, hiking in nature, or simply curling up with a good book. Schedule these activities into your week like any other important appointment. They're not luxuries, they're essential for your well-being. Finally, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on the things you're grateful for can have a profound impact on your overall sense of peace and happiness. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the good things in your life, your health, your relationships, your accomplishments. It's amazing how a shift in perspective can change everything. Think about that last time you felt truly calm and at ease. What were you doing? Who were you with? Now think about how you can recreate those moments more often. That's the key to finding peace in our hectic world. Bringing more of those calming, grounding experiences into our daily lives. Now, let me tell you a story. Remember that friend who always seems effortlessly cool and collected, no matter what? The one who breezes through deadlines, handles stress like a champ, and always radiates positivity? Well, I used to think they were some kind of Zen master. Turns out, they just had a simple strategy, intentional downtime. They carved out time every day for quiet reflection, even if it was just 15 minutes of meditation or a walk in nature. That's it. No secret potions or mystical rituals, just conscious effort to prioritize their well-being. It's a powerful reminder that finding peace isn't about adding more things to our already overflowing plates. It's about creating space for what truly matters. So, are you ready to reclaim your inner peace? Start small, be consistent, and remember, every step towards calmness is a victory. Now, go out there and make today amazing, one peaceful moment at a time. And don't forget to share your thoughts on the episode with us on social media. We want to hear from you. See you tomorrow for another dose of dopamine declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.